I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel.
And we have special guest Roxanne Gagner. Did I get that right?
Nice job.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Roxanne. Welcome to Earbones. We're about ready to move into the deserted island segment of the show. You've put yourself on the line today.
On the boat.
On the boat.
And that faded ship.
And the boat, it doesn't look good. There's some dark clouds on the horizon. And before we know it, the big hurricane gusts are hitting. And we have a shipwreck on our hands. Woman overboard! I'll have fries with that. Roxanne?
Yes.
You are stranded on a deserted island.
But I'm so happy not to be on that boat anymore. I was probably puking. I'm sure I was.
So first off, you get to decide a little bit about this island. Mm-hmm. Is it an island that you would find in southeast Alaska with some pine trees, some hemlocks, some spruce, or are you going to be down in the Caribbean with some palm trees, white sand, black sand, pebbles?
You know, I'd like to be in Greece.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Very nice.
Never been there, but it's on my bucket list.
Okay. Well,
so I'm here.
You're on a Grecian island.
Yeah.
And you have 10 songs that you'll be able to listen to whenever you like, but only 10, and possibly forever. So we've asked you to bring your 10 songs, and because it is, after all, a deserted island, we've asked you to bring a dessert recipe, which we'll share about halfway through the show.
All right.
What was it like making this list?
Well, to be honest, I started accumulating my list before you even asked me on the show.
I'll bet you're not the only one.
I bet I'm not. I know. I thought, yeah, the theme is so wonderful.
But wait, I mean, you say that, but I need to ask before I let you finish that thought. Because you started creating your list, but when it came right down to the 10, did your, so that process, you began it, but did it change?
I don't think there are any songs that I started with that made the cut.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of going for a theme at first. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't like that idea. And when you called me earlier in the week, I didn't like the theme idea anymore. Mm-hmm. So I
really got down to it.
Yeah, what would I really want to listen to if I was stranded?
Brass tacks. That's what it all comes down to. You got selfish, not in a bad way. You let the self become, because that's who you're going to be with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like maybe a monkey. I think I heard a monkey.
Might have been a monkey on this Grecian island. Well, we're going to get to your list of 10 songs that you have brought with you. But first, let's talk a little bit about you. What do you do around town, and when did you show up, and why? How did you show up?
I made it to this island with my husband. He's a registered nurse, and we're both born and raised in Montana.
Whereabouts?
I grew up on Flathead Lake, Polson.
We know the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rachel's mom and sister and grandma are down in Helena. I've got a good friend in Missoula.
That's where I went to college and met my husband.
And we went and rafted up on Flathead, remember?
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Well, yeah, that's where Rachel jumped off a rock like 15 feet up. She doesn't do that, and she did it there.
I bet I know that rock. Yeah, I bet I do. Yeah, yeah. And I really felt, once we arrived in Sitka, I felt at home because it was right on the water, and the islands, surrounding it really reminded me of Flathead Lake and the Narrows. And it took me a long time to realize that if I got out of the car, I would be tasting salt water and not fresh water.
Yeah. And you came to Sitka straight from Montana or other places?
Yeah, no, straight from Montana. Yeah, my mother lived in Anchorage for a long time. So after Darren and I got married, we talked about coming up to Alaska for 5 years, and it's 17 years later.
Funny how math works that way when you come to Sitka.
I know.
Two turns to five, five turns to 17.
Yeah.
And what do you do around town yourself?
I am back into teaching, and I teach at Blatchley Middle School, 8th grade social studies, which I absolutely love.
And you did. You also did some schooling yourself.
I am finishing up on my master's degree.
And what is the what are you studying there?
Probably won't surprise you. It's a master's in American history and government.
Cool. And has that been enjoyable?
Oh, I've really loved it.
And then, has that influenced your music selections in any way? Do you think? I mean, it becomes so much of who you are. Is it?
In my original list, I did think about including some songs that I took a class last summer that was on music, American music, mm-hmm. and focused on jazz. But they didn't make the final cut.
But they were involved in that.
I wrote what I considered a wonderful essay on Louis Armstrong's song "It's a Wonderful World," that was recorded in 1968. So imagine that time period, that turbulent year, and he's writing about what a wonderful world it is.
Wow. We had a conversation just on 4th of July about the show and about the songs and how people select songs, and part of the conversation was about if our great-great-grandparents were on the show, that how different the music mm-hmm. would be, because the way that you heard music, and it was far less available, but they would have 10 songs.
How
different that whole mm-hmm. the whole dynamic would be, and how different it is now. So you kind of brought that in a sense with what you're talking about as early American music.
Yeah.
So, all right, good. Let's find out, instead of what didn't make your list, let's find out what did make your list. So we've got 10 songs queued up and ready to go. The first song is from a fella that wears a cowboy hat. Tell us about the song.
It's my husband's favorite artist, and this song just reminds me of him.
So that is... it's important to bring in memories to your island.
That's what I found. My list is all about songs that I have memories attached to.
What was the first moment that you saw Darren?
Oh. he was a resident assistant in the dorms and was in the same building as a friend of mine. And I remember seeing him in the salad bar getting his salad, and he was going to come sit with us. And he reminded me of the arrogant athletic jocks in high school, and I was not going to date him whatsoever. I don't know if he knows that. Yeah. Just, and you know, the funny thing about it is that just, you know, the way he walks now, I thoroughly enjoy seeing him out, especially right now on the baseball field, because that's where he and my son walks just like him.
Roxanne, what did Darren do to win you over?
It was in college, and I'm afraid there was probably some other things involved. But you know, what I really liked about him is that he always had goals that he set. He has a wonderful family, and he just takes care of himself, and he's a nurse, and he takes care of other people, and he may have kind of a gruff exterior, but he's very compassionate.
Mm-hmm. I'm shameless. When it comes to loving you, I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing. Ever all the world is seen. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you mean to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm ashamed. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything you please. You see, in all my life I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I could walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world and it's worked so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless. Yeah.
Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
Suspicious Minds there from Mr. Elvis Presley. And right before that, a song from Garth Brooks was The Man in the Cowboy Hat. And that tune was called Shameless. So we've got Roxanne Gagner here on The Deserted Island and 10 songs that may be the only 10 songs forever that she has selected. Tell us a little bit about how Suspicious Minds and Elvis Presley made your list.
Well, it is Elvis, so I think you need a song by Elvis. Yeah, and I just love that song. I don't remember how old I was when I first heard it. You know, and we were talking during the break that Dwight Yoakam also covers it, and his version is wonderful as well. And well, you know, it's something I can sing along to.
Mm-hmm,
and
you know
that was a top main criteria. Could I actually sing along to these?
Right.
When did you start listening to music? What, you know, and were you really, really young, or did you wait till high school or college? When, what was
no,
your
I think I was pretty young. My my dad always sings, and he's a cowboy rancher in Montana, and we would always sing in the truck. I mean, we sang New Orleans, Battle of New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Johnny Horton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. And I even played that in school this year. And the kids, I had one student who just belted it out and we were singing along. And yeah, so we always sang that song in the car. My mom and my brother and I, we would always sing in the car too. And I remember my mom putting on the headphones and listening to, Engelbert Humperdinck and John Denver and Neil Diamond, you know, so mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go. My folks had the Neil Diamond album set, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember
Taproot
that one.
Manuscript, I think. I am the chair.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all had to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, now I have a. I think we always have the radio on at home, too.
Yeah.
You know.
And I do have to say, we all had to deal with it, but except Rachel. Her parents listened to Pink Floyd, so I don't know how she got that.
Well, and we got. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. Neil Diamond is not Pink Floyd.
Well, so early listening. Do you sing now? Do you sing in the car now with with your family?
So yeah.
Do you ever sing... Do you sing in public? Are you in a choir?
No. But there are a couple songs that I can do karaoke to.
Monthly Grind?
No. No, I
but
don't.
Is there a maybe in your eyes?
Now my brother, another one of my brothers, could get up and he and his children could do the monthly grind. But no, I'm better in the shower and by myself or.
So what's your the karaoke song that you would do if somebody karaoke with you? What do you?
Lori Morgan. Oh, and the name just escapes me, but I can do Lori Morgan and you know Carole King and Owen. You know maybe a Judds.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it sounds to me like you're probably going to be singing on your island quite a bit.
Yes. It's while I'm there, I'm assuming that I can get all the words down. That would be a goal.
So of the 10 songs that you've got, mm-hmm. I think it sounded like Suspicious Minds. You felt like you could sing along with that one pretty well.
Yes.
But just off the top of your head, how many of the 10 could you sing almost all the way through? Don't give any of them away.
No, of course not. 9.
Wow.
I think I could do 9, yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll put that to the test later.
Right. We'll just have you singing.
In the studio with the mic off. Otherwise, we might lose listeners.
This is The Deserted Island, and we are about ready to, I think, look into the third song that Roxanne mm-hmm. has brought to the Deserted Island.
Oh, which I sang karaoke to at my wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. So where was your
this
wedding?
This is a great song.
In Ronan, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we had an outdoor wedding on July 1st.
Oh, so happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you.
And 17th, I think, is what you said? Or no, that's how long you've been in Sitka. So
right, so this was 18 years
wow.
now.
All yeah. right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we just passed 17, didn't
yep.
we?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay, so the next song up is called Looking Glass. Tell us
no.
a little bit.
No, that's no. who
oh, oh you're right.
Right, the artist, yeah. They're one hit wonder.
Got it. I love one hit wonders.
Yeah.
And
this is
yeah,
great.
There's the little pride there as mm-hmm. having a one-hit mm-hmm. wonder on your list. All right? Because that's going to make it a unique selection, isn't it?
You know, but I think so. But I think it's also one that everybody will know. And, you know, it's a ballad. So it tells a story. And I guess maybe as the historian, I love a good story. And this is a good story.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. Came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But it made it clear it couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
Life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Raging glory, but he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man, and Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around.
she still can hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band and Blinded by the Light. Roxanne, tell us a little bit about that song.
That is one that my girlfriend in high school, we would drive around to that one, you know, cruising the strip, and request it all the time on the radio.
Have the windows down.
Yeah, exactly.
The music blaring. Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
You mentioned it was a Paulson in Montana.
Paulson.
Paulson.
Yeah.
Paulson. Mm-hmm. And the radio station, was it in Polson or was it down in Missoula?
Yeah, we had a radio station in Polson.
Remember
yeah.
the call letters by any chance?
Kerr, because K-E-R-R, it's named after the dam, Kerr Dam.
Oh.
K-E-R-R.
Yeah.
Nice.
And,
yeah.
And
A.M.
And it was an A.M. station. And mm-hmm. so they had good music for you.
Yeah, they were country when I was younger, but then I think they changed their platform and went more country pop.
How big of a town is Polson?
Very similar to Sitka.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously connected by roads to other places and farming community around. So, but I graduated in 1986, and we had 86 seniors that year.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
What was that car that you were cruising around listening?
Oh, with the windows rolled down? Best friend, she had a Mustang. I think it was 1966. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's very cool.
Yeah, she always drove, and I was the passenger.
You were in control of the radio.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what do you do for fun around Sitka?
Well, I was listening when you guys were talking about the Sea Lion Cove hike, and my family and I just did that a couple weeks ago, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Was that the first time that you...
No, we went... I think it was last year or 2 years ago, mm-hmm. second time. Yeah, but both times with our kids, and it's just fantastic.
So get out and enjoy the outdoors type stuff. Hiking more, fishing more, kind of balanced?
You know, I've been working on that master's degree, so I haven't been getting out that much and being gone in a few weeks in the summertime, and then just coming home and doing kids stuff and, you know, the yard work and stuff. But, yeah, we get out and fish, and I'm not as much of a fisher person as my husband and my son. I tend to get a little seasick, but, you know, but we do go camping and stuff. Goddard is one of our favorite places. And then we have a family tradition of going up to Mosier Island on spring break and setting the crab pots and the shrimp mm-hmm. pots and hiking around there, doing some beach combing.
How many kids do you have?
Two. I think that's it. If I have more, I have lost them. I can only keep track of two.
And how old are your kids? And
12 and 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they enjoy the shrimp and the crab and the camp cooking?
Yeah. Yes.
So what do you guys focus on when you cook at camp? What kind of stuff do you make?
My husband is absolutely amazing. He can make everything. Yeah, we do venison shish kebabs. Mm. We cook up the shrimp. And, boy, he's grilled up T-bone steaks on the, on the boat. We should be taking pictures and posting them on Facebook. You know? Yeah. No, we eat good. Smoked salmon chowder. Oh, and a cup of noodles.
Oh, cup of noodles.
You know,
those
of
are
noodles,
great.
You got to take that along, yeah, too. That's when I cook.
So it sounds like Darren is the chef of the family.
Yes, very much so.
Well, we've got a dessert that we're not going to talk about now.
No, but that
in our
is
next
mine.
Break, we've got the dessert to bring forward.
Yeah. And that recipe is mine.
That's where you shine. Who makes breakfast?
The box
weekends,
of
like
cereal?
A nice big.
I will make smoothies and, and pancakes, but, you know, I'm not really allowed in the kitchen too much.
It sounds like dessert.
I don't know how you're weaseling all these things out of me. True confessions on the radio. I don't know.
You're vulnerable.
Like
you're on the island.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to eat.
You're going to have your dessert.
Well, we're on the deserted island, with Roxanne Gagner, and this is Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Thanks for joining us. It's just a couple minutes before 9 o'clock, and we're about ready to listen to song number 5 on the list of 10 songs that Roxanne has chosen to bring to the island, and the only 10 songs that she'll be able to listen to, perhaps forevermore. Mm-hmm. So tell us about song number 5. This is from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yes, I love rock and roll. And it's the first song that I remember listening to Casey Kasem's Countdown.
Oh, yeah.
And this was number 1 for several weeks. But I was in either the 5th grade or the 6th grade, and I stayed in the car to listen to the Countdown. And this is like the first time that I remember music of my choice becoming so important. Something, you know, not Neil Diamond, not John Denver, something that I would listen to.
Right.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long. That he was with me. It's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep
Beautiful song there, Adele. And I haven't really heard much of Adele before, Roxanne. Tell us a little bit about how Adele made your list.
I think this one basically influenced by my kids and who they're listening to. And also, there's a great workout that involves a lot of planks and core muscle work. So maybe on that deserted island...
While you're building your head or something.
Exactly. I'd remember to do a couple planks.
We got to keep fit on your island. Yeah. So, all right, well, that's good because that'll be the song that you hop around to. So on your island, do you think that you would play these songs constantly or kind of save them up for the end of the week party or parse them out one at a time?
Oh, I think I would have to be playing them all the time because I notice... when I don't listen to music, like when I've gone to Ohio for my classes and then I realize there's something missing and I'm finding myself getting cranky and just figuring out what's wrong. And it's because I haven't been listening to music. So last year I remembered to bring my headphones because I don't want to disturb anybody else, but I just felt more centered. Hmm. Yeah.
So you mentioned at the beginning of the show that when you first thought about creating a list of 10 songs, that you were approaching the assignment thematically.
Yes.
And maybe going through a master's program kind of put you in that frame of mind. What kind of themes were you imagining?
I was watching the movie Argo. And there's a Van Halen song that came on. And I was thinking, oh, I could take movie soundtracks and pull music from soundtracks and movies I've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And there's The Big Chill has a wonderful soundtrack. Yes. So I was going to go look up a song there. And then I was thinking of all the movies that I really enjoyed, like St. Elmo's Fire has a wonderful soundtrack. And I was going to pull one from all of that. Pulp Fiction, I had to turn away from that idea. Those wouldn't be songs that I would necessarily want to listen to again and again.
Had to come back to the core.
And, yeah, exactly.
And maybe not as personal.
Yeah.
To your memories.
Exactly.
Like
Brandy probably wouldn't have made that list.
Right.
And I, yeah, Shameless wouldn't have cut it. So.
And who wants to really be thinking of Quentin Tarantino? When
exactly. Because, you know, to be honest, I didn't really enjoy Pulp Fiction that much. And I, yeah, have better memories to pull from.
Well, let's move from movies to books. You've been a guest on Sarah Bell's program, The Library Show, which, by the way, is going to be debuting its season tomorrow at 5:30.
All right.
Kent Hansen's going to be discussing poetry tomorrow. And you've done a couple of shows with her that were kind of based on your studies, your master's studies of early American history.
Mm-hmm.
And so what were some of the books that you discussed?
I talked about some books by James McPherson, Civil War history, and then American Revolution, and Gordon S. Wood. He's got some wonderful books as well. And I talked a couple years ago about, I took a class where we read William Faulkner and Flannery O'Connor, and mm-hmm. those were good.
Yeah. What are you reading now for fun?
I have a Ken Follett book that I checked out from the library, and he is absolutely wonderful.
So I think one of his first was Eye of the Needle.
Yes, wasn't that good? Yeah,
that was a great book. I just told my mom about that last week.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the there's some spy. He's got some spy books.
What book is it? What title?
It's the second in a series about different families that were involved in World War I, and then that was the first book, and then he's sticking with the same families, chronological, and World War II is coming around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So history seems to be an interest that you follow both for pleasure and also...
Career? Geeky little kids that when we went to the library, I always went to the biography section.
So what would you say if you had to just summarize what it is about history that...
I love the stories about people, you know, and no matter what time period, there's still all the emotions that we still feel today. You know, one of the books I read about John and Abigail Adams talked about the way he felt about his kids. And he didn't have, well, they were tough parents. He didn't have the best relationships with all of his kids, but he could never really talk about a daughter that he had lost when she was 2 years old. No.
Yeah.
So to go through that loss, they still love their kids as much as people love their kids today.
Right. So such a way to relate over time.
Yeah.
You never lose those kinds of feelings.
Sure. They can the tales and the feelings can be written down, and then decades, centuries later, you can actually bring those stories mm-hmm. back up and feel them.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we could talk about history for a long, long time, I believe. However, it's time for dessert.
Oh, yay.
Yes.
Well, and there's some history with this recipe, too. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's a family recipe that my mom grew up in a small ranching community in Helmville, Montana. And all of the kids had to be housed out when they reached high school.
Housed out.
Yeah, sorry.
Why?
There was no high school in her small community, and there was really no busing. There was a pretty dangerous canyon that you still have to drive through, but in the wintertime was really dangerous. So... she could have chosen to go to Deer Lodge High School or Drummond High School, and her siblings had to make the same choice. So she chose to go to Drummond High School, and the family that she housed with used to make this dessert. I grew up on this dessert, and my kids are growing up on it now.
What is the name of this?
Scotcheroos.
Scotcheroos.
And it's easy, which makes a wonderful dessert.
Are scotcheroos a kind of a cookie? Or?
Yeah, like a bar cookie.
Oh, so yum. Just kind of describe it.
Oh, my mouth is watering.
What are the ingredients?
There are only six. There's sugar, Karo syrup, and peanut butter. Some people make this with Rice Krispie cereal, or but we make ours with Special K. And so you mix those ingredients. You boil up the sugars and then melt the peanut butter and pour it over the cereal and mix it all together and press that down into your pan. And then you melt chocolate chips and butterscotch chips. Oh, pour that over top of the cereal. Wait for it to set up and cut into them.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna be, how could that be? That
could we could make this
wrong
on the boat.
So you get to have you can have this on your island.
Exactly.
The whole time.
Yeah.
We're going to be posting this recipe online at kcaw.org. And Roxanne's list of 10 songs, a recording of this show and the recipe and a picture of Roxanne will be online forever. And so you're... great, great, great grandkids will be
speaking
able to to hear your stories, and it's probably a good time to mention we try to do it here later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Last week, we need to get last week's guests' recipe and songs up, so we'll be doing that this weekend as well. So that sounds like an incredible dessert, and so now that my stomach is rumbling, we better move on to the music so that it, my stomach doesn't disrupt the show, and. I commented in the last set that your music is has got an ebb and a flow. It's got texture. You've got a few different generations. You've got some different styles and pacings. And this next song takes us, I think, in a fairly different direction than the Adele song did. It's from Tennessee Ernie Ford. What brought this song to your list?
This would be one that I would have grown up listening to my dad sing. I introduced my kids to it at a very young age, and we have been known to call in to Coming Up Country and ask Miss Riva to play this.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul
to the company store.
Sitting in the porch swing, listening to the light rain, beating on the tin roof, baby, just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. So let the breeze. Just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze.
Nice tune from the Judds, and that one is called Rockin' with the Rhythm of the Rain, and I don't even know if we need to ask you why that made your list, but Roxanne, why did that make your list?
Oh, I love the Judds. Yeah, I was in high school when they came out. One of my siblings said, oh, you got to play the Judds, because that's how he remembers me in high school, always playing this cassette.
Nice. Yeah.
Back with the cassette.
I know. Yep.
So, what media have you gone through? Did you have an 8-track?
I remember 8-tracks. Yes,
a few 8-tracks.
Yeah.
What was in your 8-track collection? I think I had some Sticks and the Knack.
Well, I don't think I ever bought any 8-tracks. Those were more my parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You never had any.
No, but I had some K-Tel records.
Me too.
Oh. Yeah.
That was my
got
first
one
record.
For Easter, my cousin and I did. Oh yeah. They were I loved K-Tel records, mm-hmm. cuz you had a wide variety.
So, but for those that don't know what K-Tel is, do a summary of what K-Tel was. Either one of you.
Well, I don't know actually what it is, what it officially is, but they were records that had just a mix of popular songs.
And you'd see ads for them on TV, right? Is that?
Yeah, I remember seeing ads on TV. Yeah.
You could buy them at the record store.
Yeah.
You'd see ads, and they'd have like trucker songs, would be a K-Tel trucker song collection, I think, remember.
I don't know. I just remember they just had popular songs.
I just
on
remember.
The
well, these were popular.
Well, I mean, but I don't remember it being like trucker songs.
Yeah, more geared towards. I think more
top 40 type.
Okay. Yeah,
type
kids.
Songs.
So that's why we needed to explain it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So the high school experience for you was that fun? Was high school a good time of your
Well,
life?
You know, my kids think I was a nerd, and I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah. Okay, well, the you did say that you would run to the biography section of the library.
You self-described
that as
So I'm going to stick with that. Okay. My best friend in high school, we would cruise the strip not listening to the Judds. We were Rat, Scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Pulse strip, right?
Yes. So the hair bands, totally. Oh, I almost, Alda Nova almost made the list.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ziva. I think there was a word that he used. That's their.
Well, I looked him up and he had quite the name.
Aldo Nova.
But that was his, you know, stage name. Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. Hmm. I
looked him up.
Well. When I was trying to, to figure out what songs to bring. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, do you play an instrument?
I did play the flute in middle school and took a couple years of piano, but that was it.
Is your flute still in the closet?
No, but my son, I think my mother sold it. Yeah, when I didn't exactly when I didn't take it up in high school. But my son is now a flute player.
Excellent. Runs in the family then.
I'd like to think so.
Nice. My mom is a flute player. So
a flautist. Yeah.
Exactly. I always thought that was the thing on the Mexican menu. I'll have an enchilada and a flautist. We have two more songs on your list, and the next one is going to be. We had to go back to the vinyl library.
I know. I was so happy.
So we got a little vinyl, and I'll let you introduce the song here from Carole King.
Yes, this is Carole King is one of my favorite artists. I just think she's an amazing songwriter, and once again, she's someone I can sing to.
Mm-hmm. Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying.
Something inside has died and I can't hide.
we just can't stay together. Don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
Carole King there with It's Too Late. And you're listening to Earbones here on Raven Radio. And we are we have shipwrecked and deserted Roxane Gagner. And we are listening to her 10 songs that she, the only 10 songs that she has with her on her island. And she might be deserted forever. So these are the 10 songs that she has. And that is her ninth song. And Roxane, why'd you choose Carole King?
Oh, I just think that Carole King is so talented. I love the lyrics and she's got the right voice that I can sing to.
Oh, she does. It's,
you know,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah, it's and, lower voice.
She's got, of course, so many songs.
Oh,
what? How did you choose that one? Was that a standout or flip
no,
a coin?
No, it really was flip a coin. I love her Tapestry album. I could have picked anything on there. I almost picked Smackwater Jack, which is not one of her better known, but it was still a hit.
Right.
But it's not one that you hear very often.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder when you know you talk about Tapestry as an album. If you were allowed to bring 10 albums, do you think that the albums would be the songs would be the same, but just in album form, or would that have taken you in a whole different direction?
I don't know, because you know that did come across my mind, because I could have you know, the Judds, that CD, that Rockin' with the Rhythm of the Rain, I think was their first major hit, and I could have once again picked anything off of there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Brandy wouldn't have made it, because I don't know any other Looking Glass songs. So yeah, so I couldn't go in that direction.
Right.
Well, it's time to talk a little bit about your 10th and final song. And let me ask you first, before we talk specifically about this song, did you build the list in order? And if so, is this the song that is that
would always remain number 10?
Yeah,
the top
or is this the
spot?
One that would be the easiest to bump? Or is this the strongest, or is it all just kind of in the same?
You know, one of the groups that didn't make the list was Fleetwood Mac, and I don't know if I had a really hard time leaving them off. And I do think the title of my 10th song is really one of the reasons why I kept it, because of 4th of July. I think in a different month, this artist would have been bumped for Fleetwood Mac.
But you stuck thematically. I like that.
Well, I had to do a little bit of a theme there. Yeah.
Well, so we just had the 4th of July. What is your favorite holiday?
Oh, good question. Well, my daughter was born on Thanksgiving, as well as my sister. But I like the 4th of July and Thanksgiving, because there are no presents involved. So there's not that, I guess, pressure. to make sure it's special every time and to get the right thing. And
it's easy for everybody to enjoy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, you know, those are two holidays that you spend with good friends and family. When I was growing up, of course, on Flathead Lake, we would always head to a cabin that my family owned. And it was always a time for the cousins to get together and, you know, sit around the fire. And I'm not sure every family would do this, but we had a pretty rustic cabin. In fact, my aunt wouldn't stay in it. They always brought their camper. Probably because my cousin and I, we would stay up late at night and watch the mice play on the floor, which we thought was great.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Not for everybody, though.
I might have been with the aunt of the camper. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Well, it's nice then that we got to do your Deserted Island show right within the 4th of July holiday time.
Yeah.
That turned out to be great. So, knowing that 4th of July is one of your favorite holidays, tell us a little bit about this last tune here.
Well, this is by Elton John, and I think, you know, Elton John has to make the cut too. I almost put Tiny Dancer on there, but it being the 4th of July, I put Philadelphia Freedom. And I figure that by the time I'm rescued, I will probably understand all of Elton John's lyrics, because I don't know if it's sometimes that British accent gets me, but I have looked up his lyrics too and realized that what he's singing isn't what I'm singing.
He definitely puts a twist on the words.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a musical thing. Like, he just fits it to how he... I mean, it's probably an accent thing too, maybe.
I don't know.
I think it's... how he needs it to sound for the song is kind of what I imagine.
I
you know, it's
bet
more
you're
like
right.
that kind of thing.
So yeah. this is your project for the island. This is your continuing education. So you can sit down and figure this one out.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a piece of my mind.
Philadelphia Freedom from Elton John rounds out Roxanne Gagner's list of songs she would take to a deserted island, and it turns out to be a Grecian deserted island that Roxanne has selected. And we have we've come to the end of the list. Now that you've heard these songs all put together, mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think of your list?
Oh, I really like it. I did a good job.
Well, it will be available on kcaw.org for you and yours to listen to, as well as that the recipe for that amazing sounding dessert. It's called Scotcheroos.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've got it's got butterscotch, peanut butter, and chocolate.
Yes.
All the, you know.
Yeah.
The mingling and getting along together.
Yeah, the peanut butter goes down in the bar part of it with the Special K and.
Wow.
And the topping is the melted butterscotch and chocolate chips. I do have to say that the recipe comes from Carrie Spackman's family, because that's who my mom lived with.
Really? In Montana.
Yeah, in Montana. Isn't that all those connections?
All those connections.
Oh, I love stuff like that.
A small world. And a good thing it is a small world, because it so happens that a boat is traveling along this small world's horizon, and it has seen you on your deserted island. Roxanne, you are rescued. You are seen and picked up, and you get to take your 10 songs and your dessert, and you get to rejoin the world and enjoy all of the music and all of the desserts that the world has to offer. But a wonderful job of selecting 10 just in case.
And thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to do it and to create your list and putting it together.
And for telling some stories and letting us get to know you a little bit better. Really, very nice to meet you. And
dessert you on an island.
And dessert you on an island.
But you're coming to pick me up again, so all is good.
You're all good, and thank you so much for being with us and sharing your life and your music.
Great, thank you.